A new art installation has gone up. But as Texas Public Radio's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan tells us, it's an installation that's never really open.
Interestingly, it's also never closed. I'll explain shortly. Near railroad tracks, in the shadow of an I-37 interchange, about a football field away from the Alamo Dome, sits a house dating back to 1883, a house that now looks entirely out of place.
We are in a small historic house on the grounds of the Alamo Dome. It's owned by the city, and it's a historically protected property.
Artist Anson Seal is talking about the mauve and cream-colored Rach Griesenbach Arseniega House, the only old structure within hundreds of yards. The Victorian beauty is solid.
A stonemason owned the property and made the house. We think the reason that the house has survived all these years is because it was one of the only houses in this area made out of stone.
But this historic home is not the art installation. The art is inside.
We've fixed up all the windows of the little house so that it's easy for people to look inside and see what's going on.
And what's going on is quite unusual. Standing next to it, it almost sounds like a heartbeat. It's a clock, but it's not just a clock. It's huge.
Probably 500-year-old technology. Gears, chains, weights, pulleys, and the indicator for the time. The beating sound comes from the pendulum and the part of the clock called the escapement, which allows the energy of the weight to escape very slowly.
Seal says this particular design is called an exploded clock.
So normally with a clock, you just see the face. But with this, the whole length of it, 25 feet, is exposed and made out of plexiglass.
Yeah, you heard right. This clock is 25 feet long. There are 8 plexiglass flywheels as big as 5 feet in diameter. And the large structure that supports the clock is made of fragrant cedar.
Yeah, it's Texas cedar and smells really good in here, like a cedar closet.
The art installation is never open, and it's never really closed either. So while you can't get in the house to examine the clock by hand, the windows reveal everything. And once the sun is gone, it's particularly interesting.
At night, we have lights that shine through it, and they create shadows and reflections on the peeling paint of the walls.
This installation is called the Tricentennial Clock, but its name is just a byproduct of the year it was made. Seal was looking for a tricentennial project, and he knew about this house.
We approached the city, and they thought it was a great idea. They've been trying to find something to do with this house for many years.
While Seal's installation is a permanent one, other pieces will be established on a shorter time scale.
The whole project is called the Jewel Box Project, and we're going to invite other artists to come in and put in installations, probably lasting about a year each. We're thinking of perhaps light artists or artists that use projection to project onto the walls.
Seal sees the house as more than just a vehicle for his art.
I'm interested in the idea that the building is as much a part of this installation as the clock. So the building is protecting the clock, but in a way the clock is protecting the building. It's giving it a job. All buildings need a job.
And a building with a job is a building that won't see the wrecking ball. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.